Good morning. It is time for our weekly update with Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we update the markets here on a Friday. And getting into our discussion here this week, Roy, it was kind of an interesting week in the markets, wasn't it?
Absolutely. One of the most interesting situations we've seen in a long time in the corn market, and that is cash corn bids over the July futures. So, and it's been that way all week. It started out on Monday with a market about a nickel over, and yesterday we had it, now this is at Midwest Co-op, of course, but we had it 12 cents over the September contract for August delivery. So the market is scrambling to get supplies of corn to keep the animals fed until new crop harvest comes in.
We were kind of talking about this, too. You know, the ratio of the corn price compared to wheat and soybeans. I know that bean to corn number usually is around 2.5 to 1. Well, I think we've been below 2 to 1 for most of the year. So, you know, what is that reflecting what's happening more in corn or beans, Roy?
Well, I think it's reflecting what's happening in corn. And I haven't exactly figured out the ratio, but we've got corn at a little better than half the price of beans, and like you said, it normally is a ratio is a lot lower than that. So, and then the other interesting thing is we've got only a nickel difference between the cash corn bid and the cash wheat bid, which normally we see wheat quite a bit over the corn. So what that probably means is that here in eastern Nebraska, we don't have all that big of a wheat market, so the trade is not all that concerned with the cash wheat price right now.
So does, you know, with those numbers where they are, does that affect whether or not we, you know, go ahead and market some or pre-price some corn versus beans, Roy?
Well, first of all, the cash corn market, you know, it probably means that what little bit of corn is left in the country, the farmers are holding tight to because they're maybe the last 10% of their crop or the last 20% of the crop that they're holding just in case of some kind of a strange squeeze situation in July and August. And, you know, in my own case, I've got about 10% of last year's crop left, and I did that this year, even though that's not my normal marketing pattern, but it looked like there was a good chance for some kind of a squeeze in the market. And so, you know, I'm sitting tight on the last little bit of corn just to see how crazy this market gets. And right now it looks like with, you know, 6 weeks before we go into deliveries on the September contract, there's a lot of time for excitement before the game is over and the new crop starts coming in.
Yeah, I was going to say that too. You know, it's usually we're kind of in a downtrend into harvest. You know, from here on out, we just kind of gradually fall and go into that harvest low. But like you said, the next 6 weeks could stack up to be interesting, huh?
Well, it could. What you have to remember, first of all, we cash corn bid of $7 a bushel is an awfully good price for corn, and we could see, you know, at any point the trade getting less concerned about the supply of corn, and when that happens, why, these bids will fall out of bed real fast. So, you know, if you're holding corn like that, you need to have a target price out there and maybe put your orders in because it could come and go rather quickly. On the other hand, with 6 weeks left, who knows how high this could go? I mean, it's just an unusual situation, and it could end up being a money game that would just get completely crazy. I don't know what price level that would be, but on the other hand, don't miss the opportunity to sell some more $7 corn.
So does that mean we, you know, we alter our marketing plan a little bit, maybe a floor strategy, or I guess I haven't looked at options numbers. Are options still pretty expensive right now?
You know, I haven't really looked at the options either. By now, the options should be getting a little less expensive, but you know what you have to remember with the option is that they expire before the futures expire. So if you would buy a, let's say, a September option, that's only going to take you through until the end of August. So yeah, there's a possibility of using that, but I guess, you know, my feeling that maybe is more just put a target out there and see if the market will come to it.
For is there anything else you want to hit on here this week, something we might have missed, Roy?
Not exactly, except that, you know, we've got all kinds of weather problems ahead yet. It's just the middle of July, and one of the features on DTN this right now is all the problems with green snap, and, you know, we put green snap on top of Missouri River flooding, on top of late planting, and what we've got is a weather market that may be a little more unusual than normal because there's so many things in the weather.
For folks that would like more information from you, Roy, there are several ways they can get that.
Roy@soyroy.com, my email address, soyroy.com, my website.
Always good to talk to you, sir, and we'll try it again next week.
Likewise, and I look forward to it.
Thank you much, Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets here on KTIC.